From what I personally know, you have lived your life exactly as you pleased without regard to circumstances or persons who loved you, who might be hurt. Whether you realize it or not, your present confinement is embarrassing to me as well as Dad, not because of what you did, but the fact that you don't show me any signs of sincere regret and seem to show no respect for any laws, people, or anything. Your letter implies that the blame of all your problems is that of someone else, but never you. I do admit that you are intelligent and your vocabulary is excellent, and I do feel you can do anything you decide to do and do it well. But what exactly do you want to do, and are you willing to work and make an honest effort to attain whatever it is you choose to do? Nothing good comes easy, and I'm sure you've heard this many times, but once more won't hurt. In case you want the truth about Dad, his heart is broken because of you. He would give anything to get you out so he can have his son back. But I am afraid you would only hurt him worse if you could. He is not well and is getting older and, as the saying goes, he cannot cut the mustard as in the old days. He has been wrong at times and he realizes this, but whatever he had and wherever he went, he shared his life and belongings with you when he wouldn't do this for anyone else. Now, I don't say you owe him undying gratitude or your life, but you do owe him respect and common decency. I personally am proud of Dad. I love him and respect him as my dad, and I am only sorry he chose to be the lone wolf with his son, or he might be living with us and share our love instead of alone in his little trailer and longing and waiting and lonesome for you, his son. I worry for him. And when I say I mean my husband too, for my husband respects our dad, because he is a man. It's true that Dad did not have a great extensive education, but in school we only learn to recognize the words and to spell, but the application of these words to real life is another thing that only life and living can give us. Dad has lived, and you show ignorance in calling him uneducated and unable to understand the scientific meaning, etc., of life's problems. A mother is still the only one who can kiss a boo-boo and make it all well. Explain that scientifically. I'm sorry to let you have it so strong, but I feel I must speak my piece. I am sorry that this must be censored by the prison authorities, and I sincerely hope this letter is not detrimental towards your eventual release, but I feel you should know and realize what terrible hurt you have done. Dad is the important one, as I am dedicated to my family, but you are the only one Dad loves. In short, his family. He knows I love him, of course, but the closeness is not there, as you know. Your confinement is nothing to be proud of, and you will have to live with it and try and live it down, and it can be done, but not with your attitude of feeling everyone is stupid and uneducated and ununderstanding. You are a human being with a free will, which puts you above the animal level. But if you live your life without feeling and compassion for your fellow man, you are as an animal. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and happiness and peace of mind is not attained by living thus. As far as responsibility goes, no one really wants it. But all of us are responsible to the community we live in and its laws. When the time comes to assume the responsibility of a home and children or business, this is the seeding of the boys from the men. For surely you can realize what a mess the world would be if everyone in it said, I want to be an individual without responsibilities and be able to speak my mind freely and do as I alone will. We are all free to speak and do as we individually will, providing this freedom of speech and deed are not injurious to our fellow man. Think about it, Perry. You are above average in intelligence, but somehow your reasoning is off the beam. Maybe it's the strain of your confinement. Whatever it is, remember, you and only you are responsible, and it is up to you and you alone to overcome this part of your life. Hoping to hear from you soon. with love and prayers, your sister and brother-in-law, Barbara and Frederick and family.